Foxy 107, 104, the Triangle's only station for today's R&B and classic. So, and I have on the line S. Apatha Murkison, and I'm not going to mess up your name like Tom Jonah did this morning.
He does every time, but that's all right. I'll always correct him.
One of my favorite actresses from film, stage, and television. Of course, you know her from Lieutenant Anita Van Buren from Law and Order. And this is One Tough Sister. She is hosting Find Our Missing. It's season two on TV One's profiling missing people of color. And, hey, it's a great show. I watched a little bit of it last night. And it just, you know, my heart just went out to that mother who was missing her daughter from New York.
Yes,
I'm like, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing that we've all been talking about for the past year or so is that there's not that national forum for missing people of color. And I'm so pleased and happy that TV One saw the need and created this show that allows us a national forum to speak up and talk about our people that are missing.
You know, what I can't understand is that, you know, when it's people of color, brown or black, you don't hear about it on TV. With shows like Find Our Missing, it's bringing everything to the forefront. Like, hey, somebody is missing. Back in the day when we was growing up, you couldn't go anywhere off the corner. Miss Jenkins down the corner, she knew where you was 24/7. Nowadays, exactly. If you go missing, it's like, you know, we don't know our neighbors anymore.
And, you know, I think one of the things that we, and hopefully this is what this particular show, and just TV One in general, this is what it's doing. It's bringing, we need to get back to community. We really do. And this is an opportunity for us to do that. This is an opportunity for us to look out for our neighbors. And the fact that this show is nationally televised is what is going to be helpful. And people can go onto the websites. And you know, back, like you said, back in the day, you know, Miss Upchurch down the street, if I was smoking, she would tell my mother. We need to get back to that where we are mutually concerned for one another. And so you can even go on the website, TV1.tv. You could go to the Black and Missing Foundation website. And there are ways that if you saw something, you can let someone know. Because what's most important is that we reunite our families. We're splintered as it is, but this is a way for us to become more community. And you have to thank TV One for seeing the need and putting this show on the air.
Well, you're doing a great job hosting the show. Now, we all want results, but sometimes that is not possible in a positive light. So are we offering any, you know, like some hope for listeners who have missing loved ones who want to connect with them?
You know, this is the thing that is different from this season. I think what was learned last year was that we do have to say that there is hope. And the thing that is happening now, out of the 20 episodes, there will be episodes that will be about families that have either been reunited or there has been some conclusion. And what that allows people all over the country to know that you can never give up hope. You never know. And so it's important that we keep looking, that we help these families connect, and by going to the website and looking even through last year's shows, maybe there's someone that you knew or who knew something, and there's some information that will help reunite people. But most importantly, folks need to know that there is hope. And I think with these new found stories, it will be helpful for some of these families who've been in such pain with having loved ones missing.
Right. I just can imagine. We had someone down in Charlotte, down the western part of the state, to go missing in Maryland. And they eventually found her, but it wasn't, you know, wasn't a positive outcome. But still, they had some closure in
exactly.
Finding their daughter.
Exactly.
So.
Closure, conclusion, whichever word is used, the families need that. The families do need that, but then they also need to know that there is hope is the hope can be huge if we're all a part of this as community, and we try to help. We say at the end of every episode, keep an eye out, and that's what's important, because literally what you may see may seem inconsequential, but it may be the clue that is needed to reunite a family.
All right, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Essa Pathla Murkison. She's the host of Find Our Missing. If you have not checked out the show, it was on last night, but I understand it's moving to a permanent time. What's the day and
the
time?
The permanent time will be Monday nights at 9 p.m.
All right, thank you so much for your time, and you did a great job in Lincoln and Deception, and you keep doing what you're doing, sister girl.
Thank you, and thank you for your support.
Oh, you're quite welcome.